This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Dana Murphy, good morning.
Good morning, Dan Murphy.
Good morning, Tim, our producer.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Shane. Good morning, Joysters.
Yeah.
More to the point.
It's been an interesting week, a short week.
Oh, a weird week, isn't it?
Not as weird
isn't
as it was.
Funny having a public holiday midweek? Oh. It always throws us a little bit, doesn't it?
No, not really. It's the same as most public holidays are kind of middle
They're
of the
either
week.
At the beginning or the end, but I don't think any of us got as thrown as this particular young gent, did
Oh, they? Good God. Look, so most of us would have done something for Australia Day.
Yeah, what did Australia you do?
Day. Well, I ran a party on Australia Day Eve, so
you slept.
Kind of I slept.
And I had a barbecue. That seems to be like what most people had.
Yeah, most people, but lots of people did. I caught up with a few friends who did a lot of, barbecues and whatever, celebrate the nation's biggest day.
A few too many beverages, maybe.
A few too many, but no one I know went down this road.
No.
As this NRL player, Mitchell Pearce.
Yes.
Who, let's face it, how old is he?
I don't care.
What is he, about 23, 24, something like that?
I don't care.
Anyway, it's not a great, if you go and see the video, it's not great. It's not great. He got into an apartment, he was very drunk.
He's the captain of the Roosters.
He's the captain of the Roosters.
Urinated on a lady's couch.
You want a good role model, but I don't know whether he actually knew. He's pretty plastered that anyone had a video camera there.
Don't go down that track.
No, I'm just saying that, we've all had bad behaviour before. Like, seriously, hands up in the room here.
I don't.
Who has never ever, I haven't urinated on a couch.
No, and I don't think you need to, he picked up a dog and did lewd acts with the, that's not right.
The poodle looked traumatised.
Don't you dare.
No, I'm just saying.
The RSPCA is involved in this. We've got off to a dodgy start this morning.
When
you're defending the actions of a disgraceful NRL player.
When I saw
nobody here watches the rugby anyway. But
when I saw the dog get picked up, I then turned my tune a little bit. But it doesn't sound like you have. Look, some people I know, we've all held friends' hair back.
What?
After an Australia Day, held them back while they're, riding the porcelain bowl.
Can we go to a song and come back and can you put your manners back in? I'm not sure this is the way that we
Why have I lost my manners? I'm just trying to say that there's always two sides to every story.
He's disgusting and needs to have lost his job.
Well, got fined $50,000, so that's pretty close. I hope he has. But look, we'll talk about a little bit more after this. Heated debate in the studio this morning about... what's his lovely little name?
We don't even know his name.
Mitchell Pearce, NRL star.
Mitchell Pearce.
Well, I'm just was saying that maybe, from time to time you let your guard down. That's all. People need to be forgiven.
No. I think in this day...
Never.
No.
You urinated on a couch. You humped a poodle. You're never going to be forgiven.
No, I don't think...
I think he's kind of a national disgrace. But that's exactly right. So the higher you are, the harder you fall.
But I'm not sure what your point is.
Well, I'm just saying everyone needs to be like, okay, he's done it, but I thought it was quite funny. To be quite honest.
What?
Until I saw the dog, I thought it was quite funny. Anyway, tell us about your Aussie Day.
Thin ice, my friend, thin ice.
Oh, dear.
Tell us about your Aussie Day.
I don't know what happened while I missed a week. You've gone off. You're like a bad egg.
I'm a bad egg.
You're a bad egg, a rotten egg in here today. And I don't know how to fix it. There's a stench coming out of you, my friend.
A stench. Anyway.
Like a metaphorical, thing.
I don't even know where to go from that. This will probably lift the show a little bit.
This is Million Dollar Baby.
This is Whitney Houston on Joy. That was one of the best concerts I've ever been to in my whole entire life. Whitney Houston.
God, we're not really agreeing on anything here today.
No, I'm serious. Don't you feel privileged that you were there, that you actually got to see her?
My word.
Yeah, but
question that anyone in that stadium could have sung better than it.
By that stage, I think it was just a bit of a spectator sport, wasn't it? You're going to get through to the end.
You're very critical, even to the point where you've nitpicked her to the point where she had a little label on one of her big...
No, I think I've mentioned that before.
Big jackets or whatever.
Fur coat and you've got hair, makeup, wardrobe people.
Yeah.
It's their sole job to make you look pristine.
Yeah.
And then open your arm, Whitney, and there's a white tag in the black coat.
Yeah.
It's just not really like it caught my eye.
Yeah.
And it was really annoying. It actually took away from the scratchy voice.
So you got one of the greatest singers, highest selling artists in the world with so much history. And all you can focus in on is a little white tag.
Yeah, it might say a lot more about me than it does about anyone else. But I don't think we were here to bag out Whitney.
It might also say a little bit about what she was given on stage too, right, when you're looking around for a tag on her jacket.
Yeah.
There wasn't much coming out of her.
No, there wasn't.
Was some there? Kind of entertainment.
I think, exactly, I think I can be forgiven.
Absolutely. Being no, I don't think you can.
Anyway. We've not started off well.
Tony, we have started off well. You always say that, but I feel like that you...
I feel like we're a little negative.
You know, you're negative. Tony has sent this one. Morning, Murphs. Hope things are looking better for you, Anna.
Well, thank you, Tony. In general,
thanks, Tony.
Sort of. But
sports guys are getting dumber each year,
they
he says.
Are.
And, of course, it's all got been filmed and put on YouTube.
Aren't we all lucky?
Yeah,
I mean, when we were young and silly.
Isn't it great?
We didn't have social media like it is today. But these people know this.
Hang on
and they're
sec.
Paid an awful lot of money.
Hang on. Did you
he
know
lives
that
a privileged
you...
life. He probably gets free concert tickets to Taylor Swift.
Sound...
I didn't get free tickets to Taylor Swift and I'm not in the
you
media.
You sound really jealous.
So I am,
you actually sound really bitter.
No,
since
I'm
you moved
glad
to the country, you sound really bitter.
He's lost his job because he's disgusting and a disgrace.
You off that high horse yet? Someone who shouldn't be proud of himself at all. He's a spoiled little brat, quite frankly.
Oh, I think so too.
Zayn Malik.
I know.
Ex, One Direction.
I know.
Gone solo. Is now saying in interviews that
oh,
he
never wanted, to,
never
be
wanted
in One
to be in it. Don't bite the hand that fed your little celebrity status.
Oh, I just
idiot.
Did it because it was there. Oh, you know, you rode that bad boy till you could. And now you think you're going to come out with your latest song, which is coming out. It's going to
be
called
crap.
Pillow Talk.
Pillow Talk.
What happens between the sheets?
Yeah.
That's going to be riveting.
Whatever.
From what? How old is he? 10?
Good on you, dickhead.
Oh, dear. I think you took that a little bit too far.
Did I? Anyway.
We're on air, just in case.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were in our lounge room.
Oh, dear.
David has sent through a message. Proud of my new promotion at work.
Oh.
It took me 3 years to get there. Hard work and really excited about the challenge.
Congratulations.
Ahead. Claire also said, proud of my son, Tim, who came out to us 2 weeks ago. He's only 14, but so brave.
Oh, can we have the Memphis Hill clap?
Hang on, if I can find it. That is worth the cheer. You're a rock star, Tim.
Yeah.
See your pride on the weekend.
Yes. You will.
Someone who should be proud of his successes in 2015.
I don't like the way that you said that.
What do you mean?
It sounded a little, because I think that...
What do you mean? He's out and proud.
Only 14.
Oh, no, I don't
know
that.
Just sort of...
No, I just meant I'll see him pride because he's out with his mum.
I know. I don't know.
He's
anyway,
you're revolting. Now, someone, we've been talking about are you proud of stuff. You can send through a message if you've been proud.
I'm proud of you, doll.
Thanks,
I'm
doll.
Proud of you for just pushing on through.
Yeah, thanks.
That's what you mean.
This guy should be really, well, I don't know whether he should be proud of himself.
Really?
I don't even know where to start. Police are searching for a man who allegedly defecated on the floor of a public library before fleeing the scene.
Is that the most popular topic on this show?
I don't know. The alleged public pooer entered some library in Pennsylvania and just relieved himself in the stairwell. Now, we've all been caught off guard, haven't we? I mean, when you've got to go, you've got to go. Do you know what I mean?
In a stairwell.
Like, seriously, how many times have you gone, ooh.
I'm worried about you.
Wow. But what do you do in that circumstance? I mean, if he really had to go, you've got to forgive him. The guy's probably, you know.
This is in Pennsylvania, USA. This is not India.
Listen, I've had moments.
That was a different story over there.
Okay.
You can understand that sometimes you just got to go wherever you've got to go. And over there, they wouldn't notice. Yeah. That's fine. America.
Yeah.
I think... It's a different story.
Well, they've had him on CCTV in the act. And so the police have now, they think they might have identified the poor. And he could be facing criminal charges. It's like with a fine. I wonder how much you get fined for pooing in a public place.
I like the fact that you said that. And didn't trip over your words. No. I like how one Facebook comment equipped, though. Well, I guess public enemy number two. Is now in custody.
Oh, that's so funny. I'm in stitches. Murphy's Law this morning on your Friday, heading for a top of 18 degrees and wet today. It's terrible.
I do not know what to say.
What happened to summer? What happened
about
to summer?
About the weather? Honestly, I'm perplexed.
Yeah,
hottest summer ever, didn't they say?
Yes.
Do you know what?
Yes.
Do you know what, though? I'm secretly a little happy about it. Because we all know how fearful I am of bushfires and stuff. And it happens to
especially
be
especially out there in Romsey.
Move to the country. I think it's very appropriate. Thank you, weather.
Well,
just keep on riding on my parade.
You know how you actually yes. moved to Romsey to become a naturist?
Did I?
Yeah, to run around there in Romsey, just nude. And
do your stuff out there.
Honey,
I think you've mistaken me with someone else. I don't some days like even being in the nude in the shower. So that's not ever going to be the case for me.
Well, this story might interest you a little bit, Anna Murphy. Since 2007, an Orange County group has rented the facility for private gatherings, a little sports complex, which members can play basketball, volleyball, swim, or completely naked.
I don't think that's necessary.
What do you mean?
I think it's fabulous. I think we've probably discussed it before, but I do have a problem with nudists. It's simply because I didn't grow up in a nude house.
I love when they do their nude bike rides. And
I feel very uncomfortable. Anyway. And especially volleyball. Like, yeah. Really?
Volleyball. Oh. Volleyball.
I mean, swimming's a little bit...
Volleyball.
Oh,
naked. It's great, isn't it?
You're creepy.
The gatherings came to an end in September after city manager Fred Wilson signed a regulation banning gymnasium nudity. Wilson says it was too difficult for city employees to get their work done in the presence of naked people.
Well, there is that, and there's also, isn't it like an occupational health and safety issue? With weights and things. I mean, you don't want to get your bits stuck in a...
So your clothes make all the difference. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know. Isn't it a little bit like protective gear?
Your clothes protect you for dropping a 20-kilo weight on you, but if you're naked, what do you mean? I don't understand.
Well, some girls with bigger buzzies might lie back on the bench press machine and,
might go sideways.
And get crushed by something. Somebody throws a stray hand at a dumbbell and it lands on your triple D size boob.
So you're agreeing with this Wilson guy.
It's not likely to happen.
You're agreeing with this Wilson guy, are you? You hate him. You don't want to see it. Is that what you're saying?
You know, boys with their little, maybe they're not so little things.
I'm leaving you high and dry with this one.
You are. There is no help coming from across
the desk. No, there's not.
We're
all got bodies.
Safe.
You've got to be proud of them. We're talking about being proud today.
You need to wear shoes in a gymnasium because that's occupational health and safety. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that, you know, you don't want to be lifting heavy weights and then have someone waggle their todger in front of you.
I saw a guy on YouTube yesterday playing ping pong with his tellywhacker. He had a great shot. No hands. Boof, over it goes. Over the... Oh. Yeah, it was good.
I don't think that's what they were designed for.
I'm not too sure where this topic's going, actually. There was on the weekend, there was a lady who's got a dog. It's called Ludovine. She let out the house for a pee. Next thing she knew, her bloodhound had come seventh in the country's first ever trackless train trek half marathon.
Oh, my goodness.
Ludovine had snuck out of the backyard and made her way to the starting line of the race, then proceeded to run the entire 13.1-mile course, crossing the finish line in seventh place. Place with an impressive time of 1 hour, 32 minutes, 56 seconds.
I love that.
The only reason she found out about the dog's winning is because people were sending her text messages and photos with the dog with a medal around his neck. That's great.
I love the end. She says, I can't believe she ran the whole half marathon, because she's actually really lazy.
Yeah.
Well, not that lazy. She's just been swept up in the crowd.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I need to do.
As a marathon runner yourself, how do you feel about the dog coming in seventh place like that?
Oh,
like, you've run so many of them.
Right,
how many
now.
Have you done?
No, I haven't done any marathon.
Oh, right.
The longest I've run was a 15K fun run. I've done that twice, but my friend likes to point out regularly that it doesn't really count when you're stopping on the Balti Bridge to take selfies.
Now, in the paper this morning, I must make mention too, a good friend of Joy's, Gina Liano, it's been announced that, God, she loves the limelight, doesn't she? That she's going to be on a float for Mardi Gras, one of the main
floats. Of
course floats.
She is.
It's a massive stiletto.
Of course she is.
Fabulous. Isn't that fabulous?
Very like Priscilla, isn't it?
Very like Priscilla indeed. Is there anyone else you'd like to see on a float on Mardi Gras?
Well, I don't know. Didn't you tell us all that you were on a float?
Oh.
At Mardi Gras?
Yeah, past history, you know.
Giant penis.
Giant penis with wings.
Anyway.
I don't know. Have you got any thoughts?
I don't know whether anybody needs to revisit that, but anyway.
Do you have your own little gay pride thing going through Romsey in the bush of the country?
Haven't as yet.
Maybe you could actually start the first gay pride festival.
On a bike that I've had for 15 years or something that's hardly been ridden, but it's a little bit rusty.
Still got the little lumps on the tyres.
I might just put some tassels on it, like, you know.
And a gay flag.
Put a gay flag on my helmet and just ride around.
And be grandma acid. I love that track, Selena Gomez. That's a new one from her called Hands to Myself.
Yeah, it's divided our audience.
It has,
we've
actually.
Got crap from Tony.
Oh, you're crap, Tony.
Selena Gomez makes silence exciting from somebody else. But this one says morning wrap bag and pancake bum.
Oh.
I love, love, love that Selena Gomez song, even if she does
have a lisp.
Lisp, does she?
I've been accused of having
Happy
a lisp.
Happy Friday.
At times. Well,
how many S's in barbecue? Anyway.
I think I need to just leave
this
show.
I'm distressed.
What are you stressed?
I need to. Okay,
get it off your chest.
I feel so sad.
Get it off your.
Something's happened.
Get it off your little chest.
Something's happened overnight, and I'm not sure. I think all of us should maybe save our pennies.
Really?
Put them aside, and I'll come around with a hat.
What's happened?
And collect some coins.
Who for?
Because I feel really very, very, very deeply worried that yes. mining tycoon Gina Rinehart is no longer Australia's richest person.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm serious. Oh, I'm sorry. Some God. Random American bugger, heiress or something. Yeah, long-time heiress and long-time Australian resident Blair Parry Oakden has taken it over. She's now worth $12.49 billion. Ms. Reinhardt's only worth $12.07
billion. Oh.
Which I think, finally, we have a reason why she can't get her hair done. She can't afford it.
Oh, you've never been a big rap for her, have you?
What's
I'd
to
like
be
to,
a
I'd
rap
like to
about?
Get her on the show.
What's to be a rap about? Really?
There's a lot of jealousy streaking through you this morning.
I don't think it's jealousy.
I think you would have actually liked to have been at that NRL players' party.
Good
But I think
God,
you're a bit
no.
jealous that you weren't.
No, 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 no. I don't know why you brought that up again. It makes me really angry.
Which part?
This is not...
The peeing on the couch or the dog?
Both. Oh, don't, it's disgusting. Anyway, yeah, moving on. Right, Gina Hart, Reinhart. Yeah, right, whatever. You threw me. I don't
sorry.
Want to talk about jumped up little upstarts getting paid too much money and then acting like fools on Australia Day. I don't want to do it. I've done it all the show. I'm almost about to walk out.
Could you? Could you?
Goodbye.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.